Seriously, it is all Adrian's fault that this evil was released.
Warning, due to adult subject matter and strong graphic language, the Adrian Lozano Show could be deemed offensive for any and all persons. You have been warned. Now enjoy the Adrian Lozano Show.
Welcome, 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 and Happy New Year. This is your friendly neighborhood Adrian Lozano welcoming you to another episode of The Adrian Lozano Show. That's right, it's episode 184, the first new episode of 2023. That's right, I'm still doing this. Against my doctor's wishes, I'm doing it. Just kiosk, rickshaw. Alright, so we got a very special episode. Good friend of the show, Joe Kokomo, is coming in and teaching me how to video game. I don't really know how to video game, but he is teaching me anyway. He gamed it up. So, if you're a fan of Soul Calibur, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, and a little bit of Ragnarok, you'll enjoy this episode. Now, enjoy the episode.
Do a testing. Bomb flame. Bomb flame. This is Adrian Lozano, host of the Adrian Lozano Show. And that gameplay you're hearing, that's Ragnarok God of War. And that's some white elves? What is it? Caucasian elves. That's right.
I mean, you can say white. We ain't racist in here.
All right. That's some white elves over there.
Fucker. Is there cussing on here?
Fuck yeah, there is.
Okay, cool.
For the record, let me go ahead and introduce you. This is the lovely Mr. Joe.
Joe from Kokomo.
Joe from Kokomo?
Kokomo.
Oh, nice. I love it. You said Kokomo, like, with the same cadence as Panama for a second there. Kokomo, yeah. Kokomo.
Fucking A. That's the name of the game here in this show. Have a good time.
All right.
And then he becomes the god of war. He kills Ares, becomes the god of war. Blah, 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 blah. The myth of it all is it's the myth Greek's god. It's the Greek is god. Greek gods. So like the Titans. And then the gods, mid gods and mini gods and stuff like that. So you have Ares, you have Poseidon.
Like a giant cyclops.
No, like okay. A Titan would be like a mountain. A mountain like that big. They're that fucking... A Titan is like the...
I'm thinking of Clash of the Titans.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. The big-ass fucking... Whatever thing that he uses against... A Medusa he uses on her... Uses on it. That's a Titan. Zeus has a father... How can I not think of this? Kronos ate all his children. So
except,
that they wouldn't
accept Zeus, right?
Okay. Yeah, because Zeus ends up getting taken somewhere by his mother and blah 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 and saved and blah blah blah. Grows up, kills his father, or imprisons his father. He is Zeus's son, half son. So he goes and kills Zeus as well, and it's just that's the storyline of God of War in general. Father or sons killing their fathers. Well, he's a father now. And in the first
time, we get ready for battle.
Right. In the first one, they're going to spread his mother's ashes to this place. And, you know, he's just going through the journey with his father and learning the world, basically. And his father's teaching him how to fight and showing him what he needs to kind of do to grow up and da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, he's grown up a little bit. He's in his teens. His father's been training him, you know, showing him the way of the world for all this time. And now, he's a little bitty badass, kind of, sort of. But the myth of it all is he's a giant. He's half giant because his wife, Kratos' wife, was half giant.
Interesting.
And so, like, half god, half giant is the kid. So he's got all kinds of abilities. Motherfucker's a beast. Kind of tells the future a little bit. You know, he can shape into different animals. He's got a little magic, got a little arrows, got a little fight, got a little bit of everything.
Sounds like it.
His dad's a monster. His fucking dad's a goddamn beast. That motherfucker right there can't be killed. He can kill himself and he still comes back.
Goddamn.
Yeah. So now, The whole time you were trying to get to the place to spread your wife's ashes, you had to go through all these fucking places. You met that dude. He had a temple that you went into to get a certain thing to go to a certain place.
And this is all the first game?
Yeah, this is all the first game.
Okay. But it ends with him defeating Ares.
No, that was like in the very first game, like PlayStation 1.
Oh, okay. How many iterations of God of War are there?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4 on PlayStation 3. This part 1, it's just God of War. That's just the name of it, God of War. That's on PS4. And then this one, God of War, Ragnarok. Is on 4 or 5, either one.
Hmm.
You can play it on 5. I got it for 5 because, of course, I got it for 5 because I have a 5. Why would I get it for 4? Even though my 5 can play my 4.
It can or it can't?
Yeah, I can play all my games off my 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what'd you see?
But anyway, so now you went and rescued this dude. His name's Tyr. He's the giant or the god because he's from Midgard. He's a god. Half god, whatever.
I mean, is it Midgard Earth?
No.
You mean Asgard?
It's a different realm.
It's a different realm? So their Midgard isn't Earth?
Uh-uh. Haven't you ever seen Thor?
Yeah, Midgard's Earth.
No, Midgard is Asgard, or like...
Asgard is Asgard. Midgard's Earth.
Well, they do it differently. Like,
yeah, I was about to say, I was like...
They do this game differently. Midgard is like another realm.
Oh, okay.
And Earth is Earth. They all can be transported to Earth, you know, through the Bifrost or whatnot. But.
Yeah. So, as it stands in the Marvel Universe, like... They're basically in space, and the Rainbow Bridge is what allows them to travel from Asgard to Midgard, which is Earth. Like, they're allowed to go back and forth.
Right, they get... Yeah,
essentially, it's just... Yeah, essentially, it's just out there. Yeah, the Rainbow Bridge, the Bifrost.
Yeah. So, that's kind of how that works. But this is a little different. You do have a Bifrost. You just don't go to Earth. You go to, like...
It's just like for teleporting.
Yeah, you're just going
sweet.
To
yeah,
place.
That's also what's it. It's more for travel. You're right. It's not specifically for one location.
Mm-mm.
It's more of just for it's their transit system.
Right.
That's how they get
They're
around.
Fucking getting there fast. Like,
yeah,
light. You know,
scorching the earth while they do it.
That's right.
Big old cool design.
That one don't. This one don't do that. You don't have to do that. You just open a door and you go through.
Heimdall. You don't have to deal with Heimdall.
Who? What?
Heimdall. Heimdall's the one who basically controls the Bifrost. Like, he's the
one.
He's the gatekeeper.
But this one, you don't have a gatekeeper. You are the gatekeeper.
Interesting.
You have a little medallion thing that you can... It opens up. It's different. So, like, Odin's not a good guy.
Not a good guy.
Thor's a beast.
Does he have two eyes or one eye?
No, he just has one. He's a skinny dude, though.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and then, like, Thor, he's a big old fat, kind of fat guy.
That wouldn't be the first time. But they've depicted him like that a couple times in the comics and in the movies.
And you get to see Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
And you get to see Mjolnir. He fucks him up with Mjolnir. Blah. Bah! I was like, God damn!
Can you wield it?
No, I can't wield it. But I can wield Thor's axe.
Interesting.
Well, it's not...
Stormbreaker, right?
It's not Thor's axe. It was his wife's axe that he gives to him. But it's the same thing in the movie. Same difference.
Stormbreaker, that's a...
But it's not that... No, it's not that name. It's like a little Leviathan or some shit like
interesting.
That. See, like that axe right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That axe right there. That bitch...
Nice.
Right. So, but it's like more of a cold axe.
I figure if it was a cold axe, it would be like brittle and break when it hit something because it was cold.
It just has the ability of cold, the elements in it and whatnot that you put in there that they just command the frost.
There was an iteration one time of Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat, and he had like ice arms, like his forearms from like the elbow up were ice. I was like, I feel like those would just break. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like
strong as fuck, man. Think about a glacier.
I don't know.
Think
man.
About the Titanic hit a fucking glacier, sank that bitch. Titanic. I mean, that was like the biggest monster ship in the fucking world. And it fucking hit that bitch and went down like a ton of bricks. And then these boys here. These are your original weapons. There you go. There's a better pick. I love those. Those fucking look sick, dude. Check them. I'll see if I can see it better. There they go. Them boys look sick as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
We could lower it a little. We could have a bit of a commentary that's not so...
What was that, attack you?
That was attack me! It's on the big one.
Oh, the big one.
It's on the big one.
Okay.
Fire mode. Is that it? That's it?
Turn the beat around.
Turn the beat around. Okay, sorry, Moomoo Dog. Let me just lift this up. All right, now we got the commentary.
There we go.
All right, all right. Here we go. We got some big black dude against Raiden.
Red Lightning Raiden, to be honest.
Oh, what the fuck is that? I like it.
Yeah, I don't want it to be used on me. It's like, get him!
Oh, I gotta use that. It's gotta be working for me. Come on, come on. Let me use that big
Never! Oh! Damn, oh, yeah. He like threw an eel on my face. I gotta... Oh, is that a spider?
Stop fucking hitting me.
Never! Oh!
Oh, you get...
What the fuck? He brought him back? What?
That's sick.
You like freeze time?
Wow, you just... Is that Garrus? What's his name?
Garrett, yeah, something like that. Old Soul Garrus. That's weird that they have those nicknames.
Light Fury Raiden.
He's a fucking monster is what he is.
Yet another big dude that's like out of nowhere. I don't remember this guy.
Mm-mm. But they have the storyline on this one is like fucking weird. Raiden like goes to the future or some shit and...
When is he not? Oh, yeah. When is he not going to the future, this guy?
And then he comes back and, like, kills Liu Kang or something like that.
Well, Liu Kang had to die.
And Kano. You know, you gotta kill them both.
All right, let's see here.
So that's building up, I guess? Oh, yeah, it's building up.
What? That was sick.
What? I want to do that again. Chop his fucking head off
with his bare hands.
What? Let me do it. Bullshit.
That me?
That's me that time. Anywhere. Okay. So he's like the sands of time?
Something like that. He's got a Tesla symbol on his belly. Interesting.
That's weird. I got to see what he's like. I like that sands of time shit, though. That's looking sweet.
I like this red lightning. I got to say, that's sick.
Okay, so what you gonna do? Whip out your Big Johnson?
I mean, it's the only way he knows how to do it. I'll persuade him with my Johnson. First hit props, that's it. It's like, hey man, we gotta give you props on hitting that dude and kicking your ass.
All right, that big motherfucker was fucking you. Give it to me. Give it to me, baby. I still like to shoot that shit.
He like froze me. Hey, I can throw one of them worms too.
How the fuck did I do it though?
Oh!
Face just got kicked in.
Get over here.
Hey, shot me in my ass.
Right in the ass. What happened to not hurting her? Is that I won't hurt you. I'm just gonna love you real hard.
I'll love you tenderly.
Love me. Kick. Kick that hymen. Yeah. Come on, Raiden. Do something. Do something red and lightning-y. Like this. Like this. There we go. Like this.
Kick the shit out of this motherfucker. Stop letting him shock you.
God damn it. Oh.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
That was sick.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Let me do it again.
Oh, man.
The opportunity.
The opportunity.
Points.
Oh.
Raiden.
Not wow, Raiden.
Let me get mine in.
Yep.
Bring him back down here.
Yeah.
Bow!
I don't know, that's pretty gruesome. Both of them are pretty sick.
Yeah. Final round. For the record, I've won every round except this one. So.
For the record. I want to grab you.
Yeah.
Oh no, he's got me. What was that?
Oh, my goddamn toe, dog.
Oop. Oh, that's
shots,
a good
man. I don't know why I can't get that move every time. Oh my goodness, it powers up. Hell yeah.
Smash.
Judgment Day.
No.
I'm a fucking old school. We'll bring out the muff.
Oh.
Alright, what was it? Any central air? Anywhere? I said from anywhere.
Would you say it was central air?
No.
What's this finishing move again? Central air?
It's central air. It's going to blow you away. Keep you nice and cool.
Oh, man. He's upset with himself.
He is. He had to rewind time. Just go back and do it all over again. Like, that's bullshit. I need to do it.
Man. Are all these rewards for anything? Like,
I mean, it probably will unlock something eventually. And you get enough of them. It'll unlock, like, gear and all that other BS stuff that they were talking about earlier.
BS stuff. I don't know. What's your history of Mortal Kombat? Who's your favorite character?
If anybody, I'd always play with Scorpion.
Scorpion.
Yeah, I've played with him since the beginning.
Played with him since
I like Raiden. I like Sub. I like all the... I like Liu Kang, but I've always played with Scorpion. Let's see. Miss Cage.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. She had, like, a yellow.
I see you.
What's that? Tournament.
Tournament of Power. Soul Chamber.
They were a pretty good band.
I remember Soul Chamber.
Or was it Coal Chamber? It was Coal Chamber.
I'm like, Soul Chamber? I don't remember that band.
I'm like, is that? Am I blending two
bands? I remember
bands?
Coldplay, but I don't remember. Hey, she's chewing gum while she fights. Have you ever seen the movie? The new movie, Mortal Kombat?
Yeah,
dude,
I have.
That's sick. That one's fucking legit. That's probably one of the better ones I've ever seen. It actually says fuck and cusses and shows blood and all that stuff. That, you know, I mean,
you get to see somebody's wiener.
You know, that's Mortal Kombat, I would think, but hey, whatever. All these other ones that didn't show any blood whatsoever. What the hell is that? Is that a robot behind me? That's a robot.
I think it's a drone.
This Switch stance shit, I don't know about that. Ooh, a nice. Alright, nice, nice. Little fucking hit. Little six hitter. Get the fuck off of me. Devastating blow. Oh. Straight off the toes.
Alright. Let's see here.
You old bastard. Oh, okay. That's another move.
There you go. Come on.
Mm. Damn swords and weapons and shit.
I know. This guy's built to fucking dominate. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Kick that motherfucker's ass!
But see, I'm trying to get my classic Scorpion get over here.
Oh, that's like back forward square. Or maybe it's back forward.
There we go. If
about time. I was like, you were doing it like crazy to me.
Sliced them down.
Damn. Wow. All right, let's see here. How do I do the moves list?
Your options button there.
Options. Well, that was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, you always get that chance.
For the listeners, I think that's the first time I've won.
That's not true. You won a minute ago.
Like
the last couple of rounds. And we won the first round when I was playing with the big black guy.
I am terrible. Well, yeah, but like...
I don't know anybody's moves either. I'm learning as I go. I just know how to play.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, I'm dealing with an expert. Mr. Kokomo over here. Shit. Doesn't fuck around.
Kokomo, he just don't like to lose. He's from that generation of... You ain't first, you're last. You know? I mean, it's not his fault.
Oh, wait, is that Jax right there? Look, there's Jax right there.
Oh, yeah, Jax with a big-ass cigar and metal arms.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. What the hell? No, they got padding. It's a... Ooh, who the hell are you?
I don't know who the fuck that dude.
Collector. All right, well, let's see here.
Collector of something, all right.
Maybe it's Pop. Funko Pops.
Right.
A lot of people
collect it.
Pogs. Oh, hell yeah, that's where it's at. Shang Tsung.
Ain't nobody remember that Pog shit.
Oh my god, I had Slammers, motherfucker. Slammer, who are you talking to?
Big boy.
Slammer Jamma.
It's kind of like Garbage Pail Kids. They're coming back.
Oh my god, Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah, if you actually had some of those old school cards, they're worth a lot of money.
No, but I got a copy of that movie on DVD and VHS.
Garbage Pail Kids?
Hell yeah.
I didn't know there was a
movie. Man.
I
have
to get that. Do Dante Danza Bang. What the fuck are you, like a roach?
I'm on fire!
What the fuck? What?
Get him!
What the fuck is this, like a grasshopper?
Oh! I'm
breaking my ribs, fucking me up! Like a roach, just like a roach, flying all over the place.
Oh shit. Are my hands hot?
Hot as fire.
Hot hands? They call him hot hands. Well, he gets his jaw broke. They call him broke jaw.
Call him jawbone.
Jawbone.
I knew you. I didn't remember your name.
I remember your name, jawbone.
Call jawbone.
Shit.
God damn, hit that motherfucker.
I mean.
Get him.
Oh, you got me.
With your lanyard.
Oh, so many stab wounds.
Oh, yeah. Finish that motherfucker.
That was it.
I got you, Gigi. I got you, Gigi. I see you. I see you, little buddy.
Come on. Attacking right here.
Nah, you go down. Shit. Oh, move. Ah, it smells good. Hey, it's
a bell. I can't do shit with Jax. Jax, come on, Jax.
Jax has got to have some shit.
That was terrible, Jax. You're killing me, Jax. Come on, hot hands.
Smalls. Look at you, fucking you up with a lanyard, bro.
I mean, yeah. Come on.
God,
I'm like spinning you around.
Fucking asshole. Ah, cuckoo-ca-choo.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, those were hot hands right
those
there.
Those are some hot... Those are hot arms. Look at that. That's a,
boom!
He'd melt that gun.
Nigga, you want that? I ain't coming to get you right now. You're going to have to wait. Look at he's holding... Like, he's got four arms holding a bag.
He does!
What the fuck is in that bag?
I don't know. My hot hands say, get him. So what's up with those meters on the bottom, dude? What do those meters mean?
I guess that's building up your special stuff or the weapons or I don't know, something like your shield or block. I don't fucking know. No, it's not the block. I don't know what the fuck that is. Dude, I don't know enough about this game to tell you, actually. This motherfucker just choked me out. What the fuck did you just do?
Oh! All right. Oh, right in the face. Is that me?
Mm-mm. Nah, give me that combo back.
What? That was good. Oh, man.
I don't know if I have a fucking clue what I just did. Let me do it! Fuck it.
Slap.
Slap the shit out of him. What? There's something I can help you with.
He just took his whole body and threw it in that bag, that satchel there.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that's what he's keeping in there. All right, Moose. You know what, Moose? Do you know what? Like, this dude with bags, I got tricks, too.
I don't know if we can do, like, a Batman and Robin.
You can't do the Batman, it's a single player, but you can do,
You said,
You can do Dragon Ball Z.
You want to do that one?
Nah, you can do whatever. Most fighting games are going to be two-player. Sports games are going to be two-player. Yeah. I got a car game. I got Gran Turismo.
Turismo? Is that so you're driving around the old car that Clint Eastwood was racist in?
No, that's Gran Torino.
Oh, okay.
Not Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo is one of the most realest car games out there for the most part.
No shit.
Yeah.
No, I'm back away. Don't get close to me. I'll fuck you up.
I got the car. I got the steering wheel. And if my VR headset would actually be working right now, we could be in the cockpit driving it. But for some odd reason, it's not working. I don't know what I did to it. I'm about to take it apart, check it out. Maybe I have to buy a new one. Hopefully not. Whoop his fucking ass. I mean, her ass. But yeah, no, it's, kind of the idea with the TV set up the way it is with the speakers is I want to build like a little stationary situation where I can mount my steering wheel and pedals that way the TV screen is your windshield.
Interesting.
Yeah, that way you can be really driving that fucking car. You don't have to have that VR helmet, because I don't really particularly like the VR helmet because I can't see anything around me. Like, it's closes you off. I don't like that. People could be making fun of you.
People could be making fun of you.
My chick has before. She does. She's like, look at this dumbass with this helmet on. But it's cool as shit, though. I can't lie. The first game I ever played on it was Iron Man.
No shit.
Iron Man. Come with the helmet. Two controllers, the helmet, and a game. So, got it all at a pawn shop for $200. Brand new. It costs $400, so I got it half price at a pawn shop, brand new, which is very unlikely, but it happens sometimes. Came home, turned it on. First time you ever play VR, it's really challenging. It'll fuck you up, dude. It'll fucking almost make you sick. Ooh, I like you. I like you a lot.
Oh, shit. Okay, so how do I do it?
Hold that R2 button and X usually. But you have to be closer, probably. Yeah, somewhere around there. I don't know. Damn. It's bullshit. They ain't letting us do it. Because I did it once and they ain't letting me do it again. Assholes. But yeah, with him flying around and shit, dude, you can do a 360 with a look, like you're outside looking. Right? So you can be playing this way, but the TV's that way, you know, because it doesn't matter because it's all in
your... Yeah, it's your perspective. That's a trip.
Dude, it'll fuck you up. It'll get you dizzy real quick first time you play it. It's pretty interesting.
Well, I'd be down for that sometime, man.
Batman, dude, you can throw his boomerangs.
Batarangs?
Batman, yeah, his boomerang. Batarangs.
Batarangs. Bamarangs.
His bamarangs.
His bamarangs. They go bam!
You can shoot his little thing. Shoots up in the air to grab a hold of the
thing. I think this guy's got guns, right?
I think he does. I think I'm going to try katana.
He's got a gun.
Kitini. They have a whole bunch of VR games, so you can fly a plane.
Goro's
Walking
there.
Dead. They got the Walking Dead on it. I have that, actually. I haven't got to play a whole lot of it, but it's pretty neat. But then again, you can play any game with that VR helmet.
There's a little dog in that hole.
You mind if I put my cup back in there, babe? The pretty cool thing is any game that you play, it's right here in your face. So it's like being at the movie theater on the front row.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's definitely different. It takes a little bit to get used to. Oh, Katara.
Shit. Oh, wow. This dude's got some kicks. Oh, wow. This guy's all kicks. He is all kicks.
What the fuck are you doing? Spinning around like a dumbass hoe? Oh.
Oh, there she goes. That's why. That's that hoe.
The hoe getting fucked up. Lock. Start locking.
Did I just shoot a bird?
In the background? He did?
Oh, wow, it is. Holy shit, dude.
Our King Goro. Ooh, I like that. Okay, I got that. I'll take that.
Ooh, that was sick.
I'm gonna do that.
What am I doing? Oh, I'm blocking. Well, it would have been nice to block that.
What the fuck is... How am I doing it? Like that.
There you go.
Ah, you get... Kiss that motherfucker dead.
Okay. I wonder how this sounds.
I like the COVID mask that he's got.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's that way. How come I keep a goddamn combo off again?
Damn. You gonna throw something else?
If I can.
Oh, damn it.
That's some cheating ass shit. Ooh, good one. Good one.
Oh. Damn.
Oh. That was kind of gay. I ain't gonna lie about that, though. That was kind of gay. Well, there's nothing wrong with being gay or anything like that.
I mean, no, there ain't, but
I mean, that was kind of gay. Be who you are, I don't care. Just don't put it on me.
Like, literally, take it off me. Get it off my shoulder.
Get off
right
of
now.
My shoulder. Yes. I mean, I don't care.
That was dope.
You can do whatever you want. Just don't do it to me. You can buy me a drink all day, but don't grab my ass. All right, that was kind of whack-shadelic.
You down for another game? Popping another game?
Yeah, whatever, man. I got Street Fighter, like I said.
You got Street Fighter?
Dude, I got the old school Street Fighter. Well, not the
Screech Fighter. Oh, no.
Poor Screech. Screech.
We're going to be fighting Screech?
And Zach Morris.
Dude, do you remember there used to be a porno that's called You Got Screeched?
No, I don't remember that porno.
Oh, my God. And it was really him, and he was, like, banging chicks, and then he would take off a mask, and they'd be like, oh, no, it's Screech.
Right?
That was real. That was a real thing that happened.
Wow.
Girls got screeched. Yeah, good times, man. Good times.
Yeah, no, I remember old Screech. I know he's dead.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I really remember. Even though I watched the shit out of Zach Morris and Saved by the Bell. And
shit,
Kelly.
Zach Morris is one of my heroes. He's also, like, one of the worst people ever.
I'm sure. Kelly was just so damn fine. I just wanted to have her.
Yeah, I always wish that they would... that would have been cool if they combined those two worlds. Saved by the Bell and Power Rangers.
Oh, that would be tough.
I don't know. I could see Zach Morris being like a...
Dumbass Ranger.
A very dumbass Ranger. Pulling over his Zord to hit on a chick.
Right. Bending the sword over with his Zord trying to bang her. I could see that all day for sure. Fucking Zach. With his fucking Zach Morris phone.
I saw this one where they were talking about how Zach Morris is trash on this one video, and they were like, this is the time he dressed up like a Native American, even though he didn't have to.
I mean, at that point in time, though, I can't lie, Saved by the Bell was the shit.
God damn it was. They could do no wrong.
Mm-mm. That show was better than fucking Eggs and Bacon. Dude, you remember the Wonder Years?
Oh, hell yeah. Joe Cocker singing us in every time.
Right?
singing us a Beatles song?
Do you remember the pilot episode, or the first episode of The Wonder Years? You remember that episode?
Yeah, it looked pretty grainy and raw.
Do you remember what the episode entailed, like, different little things that happened in that episode that would not ever dare to fucking grace the TV these days?
I gotta say, the most I remember out of that one is that's... We get to see Kevin's sister. I remember that being a part of it. I don't remember... I can honestly say I don't remember all that storyline, but I do remember...
The very first episode, dude. This dude at school, high school or older than Kevin, whatever, gives him a bag of weed and puts it in his fucking locker.
I don't remember that.
Dude, I kid you not. Go back to the very first episode. He puts it in Kevin's locker and says, save it for me. I'll be getting it later. Fucking, and I'm not talking about no small thing. I mean, like, one of these, it was, like, ginormous.
Damn.
That was the first episode.
I remember, do you remember David Schwimmer being in there?
I mean, I probably do, but I just, I mean, can't. That's the only thing I really remember about that whole damn show.
Was that weed episode? That because first episode?
It was
episode?
So different. It was just, like, way different. It's kind of like Dragon Ball Z. You remember the very first season? I mean, back in the 80s, Dragon Ball Z, first season.
Definitely don't.
Goku is a kid running around, you know, in the woods because his grandfather raised him, right? Bulma's looking for Dragon Balls. Well, she comes across him, and Goku's running around naked with his dinky out. That's one part. And then, like, he goes up to her, and he's like, are you a boy or a girl? And he starts patting her right here to see if she's a boy or a girl.
Interesting.
Dude, crazy. That whole fucking season is, like... She shows Master Roshi her vagina because she ain't wearing those panties at the time because he wants her to do something or show him something, show her, you know, show him naked body parts, obviously. For something. I can't remember what it's for. But anyway, so she lifts
up. They're like, you did this on the Wonder Years. We got to do this here.
Dude, I'm not kidding. It's crazy what they have now versus what it was back then.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird episodes of The Wonder Years in general. Like I was saying, there's an episode where David Schwimmer, who's the sister's boyfriend, the sister that goes off to college. Well, he ends up parking himself in a tent in their fucking front yard and staying there for, like, I think a whole week. And all the neighbors are, like, asking the dad what's going on. And he's like, I'm not leaving until I talk to her. I gotta tell her that I love her. And they're like, yeah, listen, you need to get the hell out of here.
You fucking crazy.
Yeah, and then it was like, it became, it was just a weird thing. And then the next one that I remember was when his buddy Paul was going to get into a fight, fucking sticks.
The one with the glasses.
Yeah, he sticks a fucking a math book or a geometry book in his sweater, and he, like, zips up his sweater, and he's like, I can do this. And the guy, like, I think hits him in the face instead of hitting him. It's like, damn it. Oh, the best laid plans.
Dude, that's funny.
Yeah, it was a weird show. Like I said, I've seen a lot of episodes, but that one, the first one, I thought I did. Mm-mm. I remember the last one when his brother went, I think his brother joined
the army or something
like that. And he, like, walked out and he was in uniform. And
I don't remember none of that. I just remember he was a fuck up. You know, he was always
a fuck up, yeah.
I guess that's the reason why he went to the army. I didn't watch the series Wonder Years, though.
I watched the fuck out of it. Dude, I'm a Fred Savage freak, dude. I love Little Monsters.
No, I watched Little Monsters.
Oh, man, Little Monsters, fucking Princess Bride. Fucking love me the Princess Bride.
Yeah, I did want Princess Bride.
Fucking, what was the other one? Vice Versa? With he switches bodies with his dad, Judge Reinhold.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, he switches bodies with his dad. Yeah.
Freaky Friday.
He's over there drinking. Yeah, it's kind of like Freaky Friday. There's also another one, like Father Like Son, with Dudley Moore and Cameron
from Growing Pains.
Yeah. That one dude. He was also.
Yeah, I remember that one too. I remember that. Damn, I can't believe I remember that movie.
Yeah, dude. It's like,
holy shit. It's kind of like Once Bitten. You remember that movie?
Oh, yeah. Jim Carrey when he's a vampire?
Yeah.
Dude, you can spout off movies, and I'll tell you, I
got me a movie buff. He's like me. Let's do this, coach.
I'm fucking sick with movies.
Yeah, I'm good up until, like, Avengers Endgames. Like, once that started coming out, I kind of just stopped watching movies. I still collect them.
Yeah.
I've got boxes and boxes of DVDs.
I've seen the fuck out of those movies, yeah. But like boxes and boxes of DVDs. I have shelves and shelves at my house.
I mean, like, no, there's like, that's a whole box of DVDs just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
Yeah, I had packed up.
Well, because you had to move, like you said.
I don't know
said.
How many
like,
boxes.
Recently,
dude.
You had to.
And I'm not talking about small boxes like that. That was probably just leftovers that I had just found trickling around. Just like, oh, there's another one, there's another one, there's another one. Fuck, 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 fuck. Because, like, even in here, that's the movies in a box, but why do I got them sitting over on the shelf, too?
That's me.
Brand new in a case.
Hell yeah.
This is brand new.
What you got over there?
That's the old school shit. That's Baylor Hills Cop right there, son.
Hell yeah.
That's Baylor Hills Cop right there, son. Oh, and then that new Mortal Kombat we was just talking about, bam, right there for
oh,
you.
Yeah.
Still wrapped up, not opened.
Shit. This one had some good qualities to it, but I really didn't like the main character that they picked. Like, I wish they had picked a character that we knew. Like, a character from the franchise. Like, don't get me wrong, I liked the movie, I liked the action, I liked it updated. Even that digital Goro wasn't that bad. You know what I'm saying? Holy shit. Oh my god,
is that not
dude.
A badass little trio of collection just right off the bat?
These movies have nothing to do with each other
not
at all.
One. But badass.
For the listener, I'm holding the movie Mask with fucking Cher. Not only that, but Sam Elliott as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Based on a true story.
Based on a true story. That movie's hard fucking core, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's the movie buff I am.
Yeah. I'm holy back. Shit, yeah. Commentary. Dude, I'm positive. Well, I know for a fact I got this on VHS, but I ain't got this on DVD.
I found, that's what I've been doing, updating my collection.
Yeah,
like
I got this.
Fight Clubs on VHS.
I got like fucking at least 8 or 10 tubs of just VHS.
Nah.
And I'm like, I gotta buy these movies on DVD.
That's why I had to stop. As soon as
I only have one working VCR and it's at my house and I never use it.
I still got one.
I never use it. I'm always like, maybe.
Matter of fact, the movie that's in it right now is Batman Forever.
Oh, shit. That's a movie.
Yeah, that's crazy talk. VHS, Turner Hooch. I think I have that one.
All right, so you don't like What About Games?
The way the new ones are, you got to go through so much just to play the son of a bitch. Most of them can't play unless you're online.
No shit, really?
Mm-hmm. So, like, the bad thing about digital copies, especially if you download them from the server, if you don't have your membership, you can't play them.
So you could buy a game and not be able to play it?
Yeah. Casual match, maybe.
Like, if you don't have the internet. Is he telling me that? Like,
that's what I'm telling you, sir.
That doesn't sound right.
It sounds absolutely stupid.
You should be able to buy a game, come home, without the internet, pop it into your console, and then go to town.
You would think. Okay. Let's log in. Is that logging in? Okay, so it's updating. I guess so. See? All that shit I gotta wait for. I gotta wait for it to update. I gotta wait for this. I gotta wait for that. Just so I can play multiplayer. Offline. Maybe not.
Versus.
Maybe not there, homeboy.
I was wondering, man.
I was about to say my damn self. You should be able to. Yeah, you're in there.
Let's see here.
Three rounds. We got. Let's see.
That's my punch. That's my kick.
Okay. I see now.
Okay.
So those are your hard punch, hard kick. Okay. I don't know what none of this shit is. Let's see. Can you change it? Can change it. Okay, looks like the same in custom as the first one. Alright, well, fuck it. We'll go with that. Proceed to match.
Let's see.
I've been in there an hour. About time. It's done. Gotta be done by now.
Oh, yeah, she does. Hey, still got the juice. Low. Just a little bit. A little bit too high on the tent. That's
Crispy?
Crispy.
I like it crispy.
They're drumsticks anyways. Cool. Drumsticks are supposed to be crispy. It's supposed to burn your mouth off when you take a bite.
Jesus.
I won't even play with my one I like to play with all the time. I'll play with
Vega.
Play with Mr. Fang. Who that is? Ooh, Kyle. I'm sucking your gum, but I'll play with him. Wow! Put those in your face. She got a different color? Blue? I like blue. I'll take blue. Sure, why not? Them things are ginormous. She looks like she bench pressed me. Candy? Yeah, I like candy. What the hell are those big things on her hand? Like brass knuckles?
I guess. It looks like Lego fucking.
Man, that thing is ginormous. Like this girl's boobies.
Who's that girl again?
I don't know. She's kind of got the...
Mika? Our Mika?
She's kind of got that... That chick that Joker always... Harley Quinn. Look. What are y'all flying? God damn, look at the muscle tone on her. She kicked my... God damn, look at those legs. Those motherfuckers are... Damn. Damn, what if she did that to you?
Right in the crotch.
If she's that flexible, boy, I wonder what you really could do with her.
She'd break you.
I'd let her break me, too. Break me with those legs.
Legs. Yeah, knows how to use them.
She said, how'd you get up in between those jeans?
I don't know, both these chicks look like they got a real wedgie issue going on here.
Yeah, but that's okay. They can take it up the butt. She got a slapping thing going, all right. It's kind of like tennis. You know, you ever watch girls play tennis?
Hell yeah.
Kova and whatnot. Ah! Every time they hit the ball,
I'm not editing any of this out either. All right, so
that's all funny shit.
No, but I actually am a big fan of like volleyball. They get crazy in fucking volleyball and angry, so angry. They're so angry.
Too many chicks playing with balls, man.
Oh,
it's supposed to be one at a time.
Look at that, bad jabs. Look at that jab, 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 jab.
Oh, put the ass in her face.
Jab, 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 jab,
jab, jab. That asshole. Booby check. Hey, there it is. Ass check.
Do it.
Did she slash the hell out? Both hands? Booby check. I don't know what I did. Ass in the face check.
Knocked me out with that ass.
Is that my girlfriend?
I guess, that's my girlfriend.
Oh boy, that's my girlfriend. Or my boyfriend, or whatever it is. I don't like her. Gotta try something different.
Yeah, let's see here.
That was too much ass.
There was a lot. There was a lot going on there.
That was a little wild.
All right, let's see here.
I won't go back. Go back.
Yeah.
Just stage. What you chewing on back there, son? I think it's his teeth. Jesus, gotta keep hitting it, dude. Okay. Oh. Well, I didn't mean to do that. Gotta go close. See, you're changing your...
All right, damn it.
Yeah, if you want it back to the way you had it.
All right. That's good.
Never mind.
I mean, fuck it.
It don't matter. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing either. Oh, yeah, I had to pick the stage first.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I thought the same thing. I was like, I think it's right. What is that? What is that?
Ooh. Wow. Hello. Got the little, I don't like the braided thing on the side going there, but I mean, the rest of it's... How you doing? Let me set. And I got a regular old name, too. Laura.
Oh, my selection's unavailable.
Oh, you can't get Kuma. You only get the basics.
Oh, man. Wait, let's see.
That's a big boy, too.
Yeah. Ryu, random?
Always got Cannon Ryu. They're one of my two favorites.
Dial used to be a long time ago back on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, wait, is that?
Oh, that's that black stretchy dude. Rubber band man, I used to call him.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Laura's ready.
Her hair was glitching in and out of her boobs. Look at it.
It's just a flipping. Flippy. Flippy booby hair. Flippy booby hair. Sorry, movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's way better. You got those muscle tones that look like they could break my neck.
This Indian dude's fucking coming to fight. He's Mr. Fantastic over here.
Right? He got big.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's fucking regular on his back with the block. Smoke him if you got him. Teach that rubber band man who's the man.
Damn.
Bang, shebangs. Got a Ricky Martin fan. Whoever sings that song.
Shebang, shebang. I think that, yeah, wasn't that an Asian guy? Was a, or no, it was Ricky Martin. He bangs, she bangs.
He bangs.
Oh, what was that? I was doing something. I was really on my way to doing something.
Making her eat, making me eat her vagina.
Right? Oh, wow, she looks winded after that.
I bet. She took all she had to do that. Dude, she been fucking throwing that elbow right up inside that mouth. Love it. What was that? There it is. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, that's hot punch. That's right. That's right. That's back here. Yeah. Stop hitting me, asshole! Rubber band man. This ain't the rubber show.
No, it's the Adrian Lozano show.
The Adrian Lozano show!
See, how am I supposed to get these triggers here?
Your triggers? Okay, I don't know what these left ones do. Left ones are a kick, too. Okay.
Okay, so that's...
Is it the same shit? It looks like the same shit. Yeah, it looks like the up ones, the triggers are the same button as the bottom ones. I mean, so like right one is the same as L1. That's
okay, so like when mine's, because it's like yours is maxing out, right? Yours it says triggers. So when you do triggers, what does it do?
So my R1, I think, is the same thing as my L1. So like it does that for R1.
Yeah.
And it does that for L1. So like.
And you push them both at the same time? Nah, it doesn't just push one. Reversal.
I don't know what that part is or how you activate that. That's got to be some other button that's not in this on the controller, because you can't get to it unless it's like both buttons or some shit. Nah, see, it says trigger for me, but oh, there it goes. There you did it.
I think I hit like all four buttons at the same time.
Damn, a lot of buttons. Rubber man.
I mean, damn.
From my heart. I don't know if it comes from my heart.
That's a little bit of, what is it, Captain Planet there. Heart!
Fucking heart, stars, and clovers, and blue moons.
The lucky charms. The lucky charms.
Unless you hear that nonsense.
Forgotten waterfall.
55 degrees, bro. 72. 21 hours. Wow, they give you a little too much.
Weather clear.
I'm gonna do this, dude, if I can get him. Ah, this is what I was gonna do. Can you do that, dude?
No. I was gonna say, I think I'm gonna
I'll
go for
this fang guy.
This wannabe Wolverine.
Fang bang.
Fang bang. I'll go with Vega. Fang bang.
Vega.
Right.
He looks a little girlish.
Is his hair color? It's all that changes?
He got a little girlish look there. Kind of gayed him out, too. They're just really? Gaying all these characters out. The fuck, man? Gay is not the way.
range is good. All right, let's see. Bastards.
Let my beauty intoxicate you.
See? Oh my god, what have they got him in? Some fucking dancing shoes? Bitch, I like that, motherfucker! Bitch, that's what you deserve, ho! Where's my pimping hand at? Where's my baby powder?
Powder me up!
God damn, I got stars. This motherfucker done made me see stars. Bitch. God damn, I done told you where's my money! Where's my money, ho?
The fuck are they landing?
He even looks like a pimp, too. That's some stretchy ass leg right there, man. He kind of got the gay tone too. Damn. I'm about to bring you out. I'm about to bring you out a real game here, man.
I was about to say, I was like, you don't sound happy with this game at all.
I don't ever play with these characters, and so like now I get to actually see them, and they look gay.
Terrible.
This mofo looked like a gay pimp. But I mean, I love the backhand. I can't lie. I love it. Just that right there does it for me.
Yeah, Vega's terrible, man.
He was the shit in like Nintendo days, Super Nintendo days. I don't know. I just push the buttons.
Yeah. Trigger.
I'll fall. Not Faye. Dude. Homo. Jesus Christ. I gotta go play with somebody that I know that's not.
Got any more of that Royal Crown Cola?
I got that Round Crown Cola.
Round Cola Crown Cola?
That Round Cola. Terrible, terrible spelling, but I don't give a shit. You know what I mean. Oh, there we go. Here we go. I'm gonna play with this one. Gayest one that I, and it don't matter if she was gay anyways. See, why is it okay for girls to be gay like that?
I mean,
I know why. It's fucking gross. Blech. Mr. Bison.
Makes sense. And it's got today's date on it. It's at 1/10/23.
Is it the 10th already?
Yep. Want to
see my kung fu?
Yes, I do.
I'll show you.
Please. Well, I thought she said you want to see my hoo-hoo. Let me see them hoo-hoos. Hey. You can't keep it going? Oh, whack a whack a whack. She can't keep it going.
Yes.
That's bullshit. Nah, that's cockamini bullshit. Get, hey, what are you doing? Get your ass over here.
Silly boy. He was like, I'm gonna get him.
Oh, yes. I love you too, little buddy. I love you too, but you're still gonna get down. I know, I haven't paid no attention to you all day. I know. And you just,
I mean, off. You'd have let him out.
Yeah, he was outside acting a fool. Remember I was supposed to beat his ass?
Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah, I didn't do it. So, I mean, he's lucky. Mr. Bison. Remember the movie, Street Fighter?
Hell yeah, I remember the movie. I have that movie on Blu-ray.
Wow, I don't have that one.
Yeah.
I can't believe I don't have that one. I don't have a lot of Jean-Claude movies on DVD. Bloodsport, Lionheart, Kickboxer, the best one.
Fuck yeah, Lionheart. Kickboxer is awesome.
That's the best one for me. That was where he was first kind of starting out. He just like, pop, coming in hard. Started getting his legs and nuts cracked open by that old man.
Yeah.
You know, that'd probably kill somebody if that was the case.
Dropping those coconuts from that tree would most definitely kill somebody.
Crack their fucking lungs. How'd I do that? How'd I do that? You kicked the shit out that fool! My God, she's putting the hand, he's putting the hand on her. Your damn dirty paws off me.
You damn dirty ape. Look at that chick just firing into the air. Did you see that?
Happy. Bang, bang. Bang, bang. Now, that's a good face. I like that face. Not too much makeup. Not all crazy looking.
Not all beaten up either after just fighting fucking M. Bison.
Looking good.
I don't know, man. There's something about the brutality level that I wish that Street Fighter would take it to Mortal Kombat level where there's like intestines and shit like that. Like,
yeah.
I love it. It's, I love it.
It's a Nintendo game, man. I don't think it'll never get to that, I don't think.
Oh.
It'll never get to that. Kind of like Soul Calibur. It's a fight game for PS4 3. 4 or 5, whichever one you want to play on. But it's like that. It has some pretty... It don't have ripping your intestines out. Good shit. Rowdy, but, right? I mean, you fight with sword and weapons and stuff. That's what I'll show you here in a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, you'll might like it. It's got weapons and stuff. Nunchucks. Just don't do it. Please, whatever you do, don't do it. Oh, yeah, that's my boy. I got to put him in these ones. Hey, I was waiting for you. Ryu's a beast on this one. Ryo goes dark. Got hard. Yes, boo, boo, boo. Boo, boo, boo. Oh, okay, the toe don't hurt that bad. Alright. Come on. Let's turn up. I fucking stumped it earlier. Again. Alright, round one. My buddy, dude, he was like, hey, man, I got Street Fighter, the first one for PS4. Get it, we'll play. I was like, all right, I'll look for it. I'll try to get it. So I got it. Came out, we played it one night. The moment beat me like 30 battles in a row.
Goddamn.
I never beat him the whole time we played. He's like, well, I guess I'm going to stop playing. I'm like, dude, I'm the one that's getting my ass kicked. I should be the one that decides when we stop. Ever since then, though... Never again. He ain't never did that again. I said, you will never do that shit again. That punch right there. Well, not that piece of shit punch. But that all you get. That's lightning fast for me. Used to be anyways. I sat one day and just practiced it over and 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 over. Punch it. Ooh. Ooh, how did I do that?
Practicing it over and
over. No, I didn't know how to do the special part. Like, I'd work a combo, and you only have, like, up high and down low. Can't do too many punch variations out of that. But you can throw a kick in there. No!
There's rockets going off
in the background. Oh, I want to know how you get.
That wasn't even fair. Well, I got Dragon Ball Z.
Is that the one you were telling me about?
The Dragon Ball Z Fighters?
Where his Dinky's hanging out? Yeah,
no, that's a show.
I know.
Crazy, man. We don't watch Dinky's hanging out on my TV.
When he's fighting? That's crazy. He's using it as a weapon.
The only time we watch Dinky's hanging out is on porn.
Yeah, man, I'm down. Dragon Ball Z it up.
Yeah, because I figure you don't like that one. This one that much.
I can't get a handle on each character. Each character I try, I'm like...
Street Fighter is very pinpoint, too. It's very unforgiving.
I'll say.
Especially when you miss a move. It's like Tekken. Tekken was a very unforgiving game when it came to moves. You had to be on it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. my job and lose another one. Next. Wow.
You found it?
Found the one I wasn't looking for.
Yeah, it's always when you stop looking for it, that's when you find it.
Every fucking time. Now, where'd I put the game? Right there.
All right. Hello, folks. This is Adrian Lozano, host of the Adrian Lozano here, and I am here with the lovely Joe Kokomo, and today he's going to give me a couple of tips on Soul Calibur 4. Isn't that right, Joe?
Walk, not block, sir.
Walk, not block. That's going to be the name of this section. All right, so I learned how to block with Mr. Kokomo's expertise. Come at me, Kokomo.
There you go. See? He's oh. Good job.
Yeah. To the listener, I blocked that so good.
But, walk, not block. Here you go, walk. Folks. See that?
Okay.
What's that miss? There's another miss for him, folks. There's a move on that miss. Make him pay. Make him pay right. Oh, the wise guy. Powered up, eh?
Oh, wow. There you go. So who am I? I'm Nightmare.
You are the Nightmare.
I am the
Nightmare. On Elm Street.
Oh, nice.
R5.
Oh, no. I like, which one's it here?
The Kokomo got smoked. It's...
That's Freddy's Dead, part 5.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the... I was like, I'm a Dream Warrior guy myself.
I can't even remember which ones they are, but I mean, I remember the episode of them, though.
That's Patricia Arquette.
I just can't tell you what the names of them are.
Dream Warrior. Oh, I'm a movie buff.
Oh,
I'm the guy that's like, hey, which Jason movies? The one where he goes to New York? It's like, yeah, that's part 8.
That's part 10.
No, that's part 8.
What about the space one?
Oh, the space one's part 10. That's Jason X.
Jason X.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, which one's the one where he fought a psychic? Oh, which one's that one? That's part 7. That's part 7.
Part 7?
Yeah, that's part 7.
I cannot tell you if I made it that far with Jason. I think I made it. Jason Returns.
There you go. Returns?
The black guy eats his heart.
That's actually Jason Goes to Hell.
Oh, Jason. Okay, Jason.
Yeah, that's Jason Goes to Hell. That one, you hardly see any Jason. It's mostly his body going into different people's bodies.
Right.
His big old worm.
Worm. What worm, he is, technically.
His big old worm essence, which is...
Oh, Jason versus Freddy. I actually seen that.
Jason versus Freddy.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Definitely an awesome classic.
It was one
of the worst and best movies ever.
I agree with the worst and best, yes.
It's so bad, but it's also so bad.
But I mean, our generation. That was the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, man.
I can't.
Just being able to see those two. You know what I always wanted to see fight? I really always wanted to see. For the record, I'm winning, folks. I always wanted to see Michael Myers fight Jason Voorhees. I always wanted to see those two go at it.
You can't kill Jason. Michael Myers, what's he got on him?
Man, you can't kill Michael Myers.
What's Michael Myers got on him, though?
Man, that guy's taken out an entire town before.
I mean, Jason's taken out entire camps.
Yeah, it's true, but... Boy, I tell you, I want to see them go at it.
I would love...
I mean, not go at it, but like fight, you know what I'm saying? I don't think them going at it would end very well either way.
I mean, what's that worm going to be really doing? Oh, a little squiggler. Just put him in some water, Jason ain't going nowhere.
Oh, man. Whoa!
Good kick to the chops.
Oh, my goodness.
Right on into them chops. I love it. Do it again.
I tell you, this is a lot of button mashing. This is button mashing at its finest.
101, in fact.
Yes. 101. That's right.
Yes.
Okay, so I got blocked down. As far as combos...
Combos, we'll deal with that later.
Okay. So what's the next thing? If I just learned how to block, what's the next thing I should learn how to, like, rock?
What square does.
All right.
What do we want to do with square and how? What move is what?
Rematch. Okay.
So square and forwards move, square and backs move, forward squares move, up and squares move, down squares move, back squares move, down, up squares move.
Down, up squares.
Sounds like
a dance. Down, up squares move.
2 steps forward, 1 step back. Easy stuff, man. Can't get any easier than this. This is
what's that
one
song?
Of the easiest.
Slide to the left. Bam, slide to the right. Bam.
There you go.
That shit's terrible.
That is some old school shit, though.
That's some terrible shit. All right, so
me,
let's see here.
Personally, I always like, we be stroking. Stroking to the left. Ooh, he stroked him right at the middle.
Let's see here.
There's your square. That keeps
okay,
me
so
from
my
doing
square.
This right there. Keeps me from that wall.
Wow, okay, so look, when I push back in square,
bam,
wham.
A big hard blow to the cranium.
All right, so I'm going to push up in square. Hey,
that's
I like
a hoppy
that.
Hoppy up. Yeah, there you go.
A little
that's
hoppy
down.
There.
Uh-huh.
Hoppy like an IPA.
Now, see, there are things called... You know, run moves, which is
whoa.
Tap the button twice. Easy stuff.
Man. Tap the button twice. So what am I tapping the direction?
The up and down, yep.
The up and down, okay.
Up and down, tap.
That replay, I like that replay. That's sick. It's like, did I really do that?
Yes, you did, son.
All right, okay. I like his little skip back. He's like, ha ha ha.
Oh, yeah? Come here, little buddy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't even know I could go. No, no. That's crazy. Look at that dainty run backwards.
He said, I'll back up for you. Real nice
of that was crazy. Okay, all right. So then, now, ooh, I got red eyes. All right, so yeah, then,
that,
let's
see. That's an HDR. Does that. That's nice stuff, though. All you get. He looks like his hand's a mouth. Love that big hand, though. Look at that big mouth. Mmm.
Big mouth hand?
Big mouth hand. Big.
Okay. Oh, no. I like the cartoon effects of the bam and the pow and the.
Oh, yeah.
The thwack.
Well, those are special little features that you can do. So, like, I create a lot of characters, as you can tell.
Oh!
This guy's Red Skull. I just don't have the name up there.
Ow. Nice.
Kapow. Ow. You get.
Oh, knocked me out. Dude.
That's triangle, by the way. All triangle. Triangle.
Triangle. I don't think I've rocked my triangle. I feel like I'm avoiding it. I'm like hopping back and forth between O's.
Triangle's not the best move. It is a stronger move. Square is a little faster, but a little slower. Triangle's okay. A little slower. I mean, a little faster. Square is a little faster and a little weaker. Triangle is a little stronger, but a little slower.
Oh, it seems like you can walk around triangle all day.
Very easily, because it's an up and down move, see?
Yeah.
So see. I can walk side to side on that easily and never have to hold block. I could just
walk, don't block.
Yeah,
oh,
don't block. That's my motto. Oh, they got me with some nonsense there, I see.
Oh, I was running into you for some reason.
You were running. You just like to run.
Run, Forrest.
Run. Because he can run like the wind blows. Pow!
Oh no!
We're gonna do it again, folks. Dancing again. Oh, that's a good one. So that's called reverse edging.
Reverse edging? That reverse sounds hot.
Edging. I mean, you know, this thing's called an edging or whatever the hell it is, but that's another story
for you. Oh man, final battle fight. That's crazy.
So there's your vertical, see?
Yeah, vertical. Okay, so I got a.
But the bad thing about vertical is walk, not block.
Walk, not block. Look at that dance move I got going. Oh,
so,
man.
So that'd be square right there. So that's just square, you know. Square. There you go, square. Square. It keeps you from that walking stuff.
Yep. Walk, not block.
Walk, not block.
Walk, not block. Get him! Yeah, those are cool effects. I'm a big fan of the Red Skull myself.
Yeah.
This guy reminds me of, like, the Super Shredder a little bit.
Yes, yes.
Super Shredder mixed with a little Resident Evil
after
there,
the
you know?
Ooze, you know, after the ooze took place.
Oh,
and
could
then,
you imagine if it took a turn? If, like, that T-Virus is also mixed in with the ooze?
Ooh,
that would be cool.
Rocksteady and Bebop would be Rocker Rocker Steady.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Rocker Rocker. Rocker, oh, hell
he'd
no.
He'd be like the turtle with vines and whatever else coming out of his butthole. And you
know, whatever else.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be terrible. You know, I wonder why they never did an episode about with Crane. You know, a real live movie with Crane.
Crank?
You know, the little little dude that was in the android's body?
Man, you ain't seen that Out of the Shadows then, have you?
Nuh-uh.
He's there, man. You get to see him.
Is that part one?
That's part two. Oh, that part two with that Megan Fox?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get to see him in there, and you get to see him in all his glory. Like, fucking...
Okay, maybe it's I just need pretty to go damn and good. Check that one out then.
Character
tell you, man,
there.
Me and movies these days, on normal basis, I've been able to... Oh, yeah, that's cool, but...
Oh, shit. So...
Theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime, Dr. Sam Beckett stepped into the Quantum Leap Accelerator and vanished. He awoke to find himself trapped in the past, facing mirror images that were not his own. And driven by an unknown force to change history for the better. His only guide on this journey is Al, an observer from his own time, who appears in the form of a hologram that only Sam can see and hear. And so Dr. Beckett finds himself leaping from life to life, striving to put right what once went wrong, and hoping each time that his next leap will be the leap home.
Oh my god. Ziggy says we gotta kill this guy or else like nobody's gonna live.
Yeah, Ziggy said we got to. I mean, how fucking psycho does that sound?
Ziggy says you got to hit on this chick, otherwise the whole world's going to blow up.
I mean, sure, Ziggy. Sure, Ziggy, whatever you say, Zigster.
Fucking, what was it?
He's a woman 1 minute, a man 1 minute, the black man. I mean, who didn't watch that? Who didn't want to change their body type?
Oh my god, that movie is fucking crazy.
Or, let's see, Knight Rider, you know.
Yeah.
Kit. Boom, 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 who didn't want the car? I can't tell you someone that didn't want that car.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff. Boom. And then he went to what? Come on, say it. You know what show he went to.
Baywatch.
Next. Baywatch.
Baywatch Nights. Do you remember Baywatch Nights?
Baywatch Nights? No.
Baywatch Nights was a real show that really happened. Baywatch Nights. Wow. Baywatch Nights.
He tried to be the
it was terrible.
Reality show.
Baywatch Nights.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Here's Adrian being sexy.
Have you seen the new Baywatch?
The new Baywatch. Yeah. Wait, no. That's a lie. I saw a preview for it, but I hadn't seen it yet.
Oof. Man, them chicks are smoking.
Man, I tell you, does it and it's got Hasselhoff in it, right?
It does.
It better.
I think it has him in there for about 5 minutes. It has Pamela in there for about 5 minutes.
Man.
But yeah, them chicks, that the blonde and the brunette.
Did you ever see that movie, Barbed Wire?
Yeah, it was your first kind of half-assed decent soft porn.
It was a comic book adaptation, actually.
Yeah, it was a little bit of soft porn.
Very soft core.
I mean, soft. Did you even get to see her boobs? I think you just get to see some of it. Like top of it or something.
Some nipple silhouettes in there.
I think so.
But
as a kid, though, that was just the
biggest. That's all you needed?
Yeah. Remember when movies first started showing the boob? Like, you'd get more and more of them. Just showing a boob. Jason. You always got to see a boob in Jason.
Yeah, gratuitous. Always. Very gratuitous.
Yes, it was one of the movies guaranteed you were going to see a boob. That's one reason why you bought the damn thing. Or rented it. Because you didn't buy a lot of movies in those days. You rented them.
You rented them. You went to Blockbuster and you rented them.
Yeah, I'm talking about before.
Much like video games.
You know, I don't remember renting games.
You don't remember renting games? Uh-uh. Man, I'll tell you, I rented games sometimes.
Sometimes. All right. Sometimes you just took them or what?
No, sometimes I would buy them. Sometimes it wasn't a rental thing. I would just go there and they were like, hey, you want Banjo-Kazooie for like, I don't know, $15?
Where the hell did you buy these games at?
Blockbuster.
Oh, okay. See, I wasn't a big
before guy. There was a place called GameStop.
Well, shit, I'm talking about before Blockbuster when it was like WW Videos or fucking Mom, Pa, Kettle fucking video rental.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about like when Netflix was only a DVD place, like they'd send you a movie and you could keep it as long as you wanted.
It was a mail order thing.
Exactly. You could keep it as long as you wanted and then you'd have to send it back to get another one. I still got Netflix movies. I still
got Blockbuster. I'm never going to give them back. Never.
Never. They don't even remember. They don't even have any DVDs. It's kind of like the Blockbuster Red Dead Redemption. First time I ever played it, I hurt my back.
Hurt your back?
I hurt my back, man.
How?
I was down in my back for like a month.
Oh, wait. That's why you were playing it? Because you were hurt?
Or yeah,
playing
the game hurt? Do.
Playing the game. The way you made it seem, it was like playing the game hurt you.
I was playing.
You were like, hurt my back.
I hurt my back playing that game, Bob.
I was like, how?
Oh, shit. I think that's mine. Oh, that's my brother. Hang on a second. Let me see.
Oh,
let me see
shit.
What this dipshit ass is doing. Hello? Playing a little Soul Calibur. What are you doing, son?
As a character, Adrian is stiff.
Alrighty, folks, that's going to go ahead and wrap up this episode of The Adrian Lozano Show. That's episode 184. Big thank you to Joe Kokomo, Joe from Kokomo. All the expert advice he gave me will come in handy the next time I game it up. Want to thank you very much for listening. If you have not already done yourself a favor and checked out my links, I got a link tree, and I'm putting the link in the description like a real son of a bitch. I'm doing it. I don't care what anybody says. It's the Adrian Lozano Show, so Adrian Lozano's going to do it however the fuck he wants. Oh, yeah. All right. Big thank you to everybody I love and everybody I don't love. I will find you one day. All right. So much to do, so I'm gonna let you go. Hope you enjoy whatever the fuck it is you got going on.
make the best of it. You know, just whatever it is. Hope you're having a good time doing it. Or at least you have a good time after doing it. Whatever. As always, this has been a comedy podcast. That's right. For the purposes of humor. And if you learned anything, that's your own damn fault. I'm not responsible for that. I warned you at the beginning of the show. Also, if you were offended, also your problem, not my responsibilities. I warned you at the beginning of the show. All right. Thank you so much. I think I might keep doing this. I don't know. We'll see. But stay tuned for more. You have a great whatever. And I'll probably never see you, but I will speak to you again in the future from the past.